Port Vale sugar factory workers on strike, supporting claims of unfair dismissal of an employee. Meantime, the Unity Workers Union claiming the company is into union bullying. Barbados prays for a leading role in regional emergency logistics as major supplies arrive in Kingston. Starcom Network News is on location. President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kemar Safri, expressing an interest in elective politics. And government set to roll out an aggressive national literacy program. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Workers at the Port Vale sugar factory have taken strike action in support of a colleague who was dismissed on Friday. Speaking to Starcom Network News, General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin, claimed the employee was terminated for reasons he described as unfair, unreasonable, and stupid.
He was accused of using profane language to a junior maintenance manager. Manager made a complaint. They did not give him the complaint, but I asked him to respond to it. He could not respond because he has not seen it. As a matter of fact, the first time he saw the complaint was yesterday, because they gave me the complaint on Friday. I didn't show it to him, I put it in my bag, because I wasn't prepared to read it and then have a meeting. The law requires that they give you the evidence that they're going to use against you before the meeting starts. However, before the meeting starts, they had in their hand a dismissal letter and the National Insurance Green Paper. That is the determination certificate. So they knew what they were planning to do.
Meantime, Mr. Franklin further stated that Port Vale are bullying their workers into joining the Barbados Workers Union and not his Unity organization, a move he claims is bearing no fruit.
The Barbados Workers Union does not have a single member here. Not one person at this factory pays Barbados Workers Union. Out of the 83 or 84 people, we are 55, but they prefer to call BW. So when we work, they call BW. They tell them to come here to talk to these people, because they know what. They've been working 56 hours in this place, 56 hours to be joining the crop, not being paid overtime or anything like this. And this is what they presented over. It's as simple as that.
General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin. Efforts to reach Port Vale management has been unsuccessful. Barbados is being praised for its role in the establishment of the regional logistics hub, which allows the Caribbean to pre-position emergency supplies ahead of natural disasters. Jamaica's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, commended the collaboration and support among regional partners as she spoke aboard the French Navy vessel Dumont Hervé at Kingston Harbour, where Barbados's first shipment has just arrived.
The learnings that we have taken from previous disasters, the clarity that having pre-positioned goods makes sense, doing the practical things, having a partnership team, development partners that speak with each other at the same time, an EU coordinating mechanism that pulls together national resources as well as regional resources, support that builds upon the foundation of strong diplomatic relations and strong shared values.
Jamaica's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, Executive Director of the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management, SEDEMA, Elizabeth Riley, who was also on hand to receive the shipment, emphasized the importance of pre-positioned relief supplies before disasters strike, noting that it allows for a faster and more coordinated response across the region.
And the supplies, many of them have come from the logistics hub, and we've seen the benefits of pre-positioning relief supplies in the Caribbean space, closer to home, where we have many impacts. We want to thank the government of Barbados, I must mention it, because Prime Minister Motley has really facilitated, supported, made sure everything happened to get that hub established. And now we are seeing the tangible benefits of it by being able to respond quickly to persons when they're in need.
That's Executive Director of SEDEMA, Elizabeth Riley, in the lunchtime edition. Minister of Educational Transformation, Chad Blackman, says an aggressive national literacy program will soon be launched across the island schools. Speaking this morning at the opening of the St. Giles Primary School Literacy Week, Mr. Blackman underscored the importance of building a fully literate generation as the ministry works toward a goal of every child reading by age 7.
Reading is not simply an 8-4 exercise in a school. Reading is not an exercise only at home on evenings when mommy and daddy are doing homework with you. It must now become the bread and butter of the future development of our country. And that is why over the next few weeks, we're going to see an aggressive rollout of a literacy program in this country, the likes of which none has seen before, that will capture the imagination of Barbados. Many of the challenges we're now seeing with our young people sometimes comes as a result, not always the only case, but sometimes when you peel back, a lot of them simply can't read. And it manifests in many things through frustration and areas that we could have limited before with the right intervention.
He added that parents also have a critical role to play, revealing that an adult literacy initiative is also being developed.
And to make sure that these children who you've brought into the world can be prepared for the future, you have to ensure that reading and helping them to read is key. A part of that literacy program and its rollout will be also an adult component to the literacy program. Because let's face it, even though it's not a comfortable thing many times for our people in society to treat to, there's still a lot of our adults who find challenges with reading. And that is why the adult aspect of the literacy program rollout is going to be so key. And it's going to be done all across the country in different community centers and different schools, on evening and online, meeting people where they're at, so that it then becomes a national movement.
Minister of Educational Transformation Chad Blackman. President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kemar Safri, has signaled his interest in representing a political party in the next general election. Mr. Safri told Starkle Network News that his two decades of work in the social sector has fueled a passion for public service, which he intends to pursue at the constituency level in the near future.
I can say safely that I've done work in most, if not all, constituency, which obviously would mean that I've done work extensively across Barbados. And that would put me in a position to be able to serve in any constituency if called to serve. And I've done work, a lot of work as well, in St. Michael East, helping persons as they call. And this is way before politics, as I am tied to the community, as I go to church in the community for over the last 15 years I've been going to church in this particular constituency. My family is from this constituency as well. I have staff from the constituency. I have friends that went to school with me. I have godchildren from the constituency. So I have a tie to this particular constituency, but I'm not bound to it. As you would know, my office is in Bridgetown, and that is also where I serve the community.
President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kemar Safri. Our top stories. Port Vale sugar factory workers on strike supporting claims of unfair dismissal of an employee. Meantime, the Unity Workers Union claiming the company is into union bullying. Barbados prays for a leading role in the regional emergency logistics hub. As major supplies arrive in Kingston, the support coming from the Minister of Home Affairs in Jamaica. Starcom Network, of course, on location, speaking to Elizabeth Riley as well, head of CDEMA. And the president of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kemar Safri, expressed an interest to enter elective politics in the next general election. Meantime, government rolling out a major and aggressive literacy program. Chad Blackman, the minister, speaking at the St. Giles Primary School's Literacy Week, which started this morning. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network news channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network news on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.